I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your own program, Muslim Lady. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here we have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister. And
alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So we've been through a sequel of episodes that talk about betrayal, because that's very important. And the very first step, we started from the visual betrayal. And right now we're going to cover some other forms of betrayal.
After visual betrayal comes the verbal betrayal. Whenever you're alone with non-mahram, it starts there. Because the shaitan himself told to Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, do not be alone with a non-mahram woman, because I myself am there and I exchange the messages between the two of them. It is also stated in hadith that shaitan does not disappear from three places and is definitely present. Even Quran says that shaitan is your open enemy. What we try to justify is that joking with non-mahram. Anyone who jokes or exchanges romantic messages with a non-mahram will be imprisoned in the hellfire for 1,000 years for every word he has spoken to her in this world.
That's too much.
Abu Basir comes and says that, I used to teach Quran to a woman in Kufa, and I joked her with one day. When I reached Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, he said to me, whoever commits a sin in a private, God does not pay attention to him. What did you say to that woman? Out of shame, I covered my face and repented. The noble Imam said, don't do that again. So, sometimes we try to justify, oh, we were just joking.
Yeah.
The same joking can actually initiate the feelings. You never know. You are smiling. You as a woman are beautiful. When you smile, you may have often heard, mm-hmm. the moment you smile, you become even more beautiful,
yeah.
right? So you may not realize that while you're joking with other person, but the...
And you might
you
not
never
even
know
have
the intentions.
Yeah.
Right. You never know the intentions of the opposite person. So Allah has wisdom. We say Allah is wise. These things are not taught to us just as such. They have some... philosophy behind.
And as the people, as the members of one society, we are responsible toward each other.
Right.
I'm responsible toward every single behavior I have that makes other people think the other way about me.
Right. Maybe some people have partners at homes who are a bit little serious in life. They don't laugh much. But
exactly.
When you start joking with your non-mahram,
be it your coworker, colleague, friend.
This will definitely take his mind to something like, I have such a boring wife, and she's such...
Exactly, she's
and
so
this
vivacious.
May become a trouble for the entire society,
Yeah.
Now we have another kind of betrayal, that is conversation in the virtual space. With the expansion of this communication and
now this one needs a break. We have to go for a break and then come to cover it.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Yes, yes, welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and still we're talking about betrayal, because it has got so much of details in it, and I guess the world is suffering from it too much.
Yeah, so we're talking about the betrayal that exists in the virtual space. The mm-hmm. conversations start there's this expansion of communication and the variety of media available for us today. Everything is in access.
Exactly.
A type of betrayal that has emerged in the form of is phone, picture, sending, chat, SMS, email, mm-hmm. the social media like the Facebook and the like platforms, they can be equally devastating, you know, as the other betrayals. And some people try to establish that unfaithful virtual relationship here electronically.
It has got the same much of horribleness in it.
Right. Now, another behavior is behavioral betrayal. When you beautify yourself for non-mahram, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it's not halal for any woman to reveal her ankles and feet to a man other than her husband. When she does this, she will be constantly cursed by God, and Allah will be angry with her, and the angels will curse her and prepare a painful punishment for her.
Yeah.
So a woman has to be very careful. It's just talking about the ankles and the feet, but they are a form of beauty. They are a source of beauty,
exactly.
which needs to be
You think
covered.
You have done nothing, but the truth is that men have got this attention toward every single detail. They might not look like that, but generally the thing that attract them in women are the exact point of beauty that exists in a woman.
Right. Then there's this olfactory betrayal.
Oh my God, yeah.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, he says, whenever a woman puts on makeup and perfumes herself and goes out of her house and her husband is satisfied with this, he does not have any problem because we have such men today.
He does not have any objections.
Right. For every step she takes, a house will be built for her husband in the fire.
Yeah, and also there's another narration that says, a woman who wears perfume and gets out of the home, for every step that she takes, the angels would curse her.
Curse her, yeah.
We don't say that you should be dirty or not taking care of your beauty or adornment. No, not like that. So you can wear perfect dresses that are already clean, but you don't have to add that perfume because then, again, we as women, when we hear some beautiful smells, then when we smell something beautiful, it would attract our attention. So right now, I guess it's time for us to go for a short break, for a change of mood, and then we'll be back. Welcome back. Well, this is Muslim Lady, and the story, the longest story of betrayal we are talking about.
So whoever shakes hands with a non-mahram, it is stated that this person will be imprisoned on the Day of Judgment while his hands are chained around his neck. And then they order to throw him in the hellfire. If the woman willingly gives herself to a non-mahram, that woman will be similarly punished as a man. However, if a woman is not satisfied or man forces her, then the sin of both of them will be faced by the man mm-hmm. himself. So you know, in order to say that this all, there are different forms of betrayal. It's not just, you know, there's a kind of betrayal.
It's not a limited topic, you know.
There's a betrayal that we all know, but there's a betrayal that maybe these points that we discussed in these episodes were not very common, or you may not have that
We're
attention.
We're not aware of them, actually.
You might not be aware.
Generally, I just have this question that, okay, there is betrayal and it has got different forms and it starts from the eyes. So as a woman who has got a family, who has created a family, as a woman who is willing to have a perfect life with her husband, with her family, how can we just avoid betrayal to happen, to get into our lives?
As we already mentioned in the previous episodes as well, look for the consequences. If you intend to betray your partner, look for the consequences in this life and also in the afterlife. Guide yourself through the ahadith, through the Quran. And that's how you can actually
control or avoid betrayal to
right.
happen.
And the very first thing is to control your gaze. Everything starts from your eyes and ears. If you stop that, The shaitan feels defeat at the very first defense.
And then try to share love in your own house with your partner. So this is very important, I suppose. If you love someone, you would never even think about betraying them. And the idea of betrayal would never get into your mind. So now imagine, God forbid, I hope that moment never happens to anyone, but just imagine there is an imaginary story and someone has been betrayed. So how they must act?
Well, women have a big heart. The teachings of Islam even encourage forgiveness, reconciliation, and the preservation of marriage. I would say it's important to note that every situation is unique. Every situation, every kind of betrayal you face, that's unique. And you need a proper guidance. And if you take guidance from Islamic teachings, that could be much more helpful. Talking in a general framework, there are some key points to consider, like seek guidance from the Quran. Quran says in Surah Nur, it emphasizes the importance of forgiveness and patience. It says, let them pardon and overlook. Would you not love for Allah to forgive you?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, I'm just trying to digest that. Because for a woman, you know, when you just attach your heart to someone else, you would never expect him to betray you. But
again,
then at the same time...
It depends on the level of betrayal.
Exactly.
I told you the red lines should be mentioned in the very beginning.
And the situations are unique for every
single
person.
Yes, and also the conversation is very important. Go and talk to your partner. What happened?
You know, there
what
are two forms of betrayal, I suppose, generally speaking. One betrayal has got some... I don't want to justify betrayal. I'm just saying that there are some betrayals that person, when he feels the lack of something, he goes for betrayal. Or he gets attracted to that the other way. But then there are some betrayals that happen to you without you being the guilty person, without you being the one who has not been all her responsibilities. She has been so caring. She's been trying her best. She's been doing everything possible to protect her marriage. But then she has been stuck in that situation where she feels like, it's the end of the story. I have been betrayed for no reason.
Again, you can seek, again, in this situation as well, you can seek guidance from the Quran, like in Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21 probably says that, and of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves the mates, that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Work with your mercy for forgiving and reconciliation.
Yeah.
If you cannot, try to look at the same verse, take guidance. Was there ever tranquility in between us? If it was not, you really require some counseling, Islamic counseling on that note, because you are meant to get married. The partners are meant to be together to provide that tranquility to each other. If that is not existing, your marriage is a fail. You got to be working on that.
Exactly. So marriage is a mutual road. Whatever you expect the other person to do for you, you have to do it for them. You have to provide them with whatever you want to be offered with. So in this relationship, in this commitment, you have to submit yourself full-heartedly and use all your passions in order to keep it just as brilliant, as lovely as it was from the day it started. Betrayal is a small word, but it has got so much of sad connotations in it. So I hope it would never happen to anyone. But unfortunately, life has got so sad ways of teaching us things.
Right. So, and we could actually, as mothers as well, stop that from the very beginning. We could teach our sons, we could teach our daughters from the very beginning. Again, Surah Nur, bad women are for bad men and bad men are for bad women. And good women are for good men and good men are for good women. When this concept is clear in the family, when you're teaching this to your children, they have this in the mind from the very beginning. They will try to be good because they want good in life.
Exactly.
You never want bad for yourself. So this verse is actually emphasizing them in their nurturing, in their tarbiyah, that I have to be good so that I get good in return. If I do something bad, I will get bad in return.
So as for the married people who do want to avoid this betrayal, the first thing they have to do is to provide too much of love and passion in their house. And the nest they're creating, they have to practice so much of love. And they have to take care of each other, like listening to each other, talking to each other. Do not get away from each other too much. Do not let this gap of distance come in between you, because this might create some breaks, some breakage, some cliffs in between you. So life is just like this. If you love someone, you have to take care of them. So take care of each other and be kind toward each other. That's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.